Former Lord Mayor of Newcastle, John McNaughton, who's on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You spent a day with the Queen, John.
Yes, I did. Margaret and I were with them for about 6 hours, 7 hours straight. We met them at about 10 in the morning, and we farewelled them from Williamtown at about... must have been 5 in the afternoon, and it was a most memorable occasion. And the most remarkable thing is that I asked her about replacing the photographs in the City Hall, in the Council Chamber.
Yes.
And she went and had a look at them and said that she was quite happy with them. They were very old, although when she and Prince Philip were quite young. And but anyway, you've no doubt seen a photograph of Queen Elizabeth in a long blue frock with the Order of Australia medal on it. And... standing by the piano in Yarralum, the government house in Canberra, and that was Sir Ninian Stevens, was the Governor-General at the time, and he told me later that that was done at my request, and it's a very well-known photo.
Yes.
And she sent that photograph and one of Prince Philip, signed by them, and that's a most unusual thing.
Yeah.
And the city has them now, and they're I suppose they've become even more valuable.
Yes.
Now.
Yes, yes. Now, the day that you spent with the Queen, when was that, John?
That was at the bicentennial when she opened the foreshore and the regional museum.
Right, and you literally spent the whole day with the Queen.
Yes, we met her at Queen's Wharf, and we drove from there to the Customs House, and she declared it open.
Yeah.
And then we walked with her along that long way that goes down to the main road, and that's where the cars were parked.
Yes.
And as it happened, we stood at the car waiting for Prince Philip, who was caught up talking to people, and... talk for half a day.
We had the impression of the Queen, for obvious reasons, being very controlled and obviously very careful about what she says, and she is attending functions all the time and is usually looking, well, always looking prim and popular and immaculate. Did she relax? What was she like? You know, you spent 6 hours with her.
Well, she was very relaxed. I sat next to her over a fairly long lunch, and... There's lots of stories about that, but one of them, in the reception area at the City Hall, just trying to think what the arrangement was. She came into the reception area and had a quarter of an hour or 20 minutes with just her party in there. And then I went in and then the councillors came in, aldermen in those days, and... I introduced them all around, and then we had morning tea. And during that morning tea, I said, would you mind signing our visitor's book? Oh, no, that's no trouble. I said, we've actually got a special book for important visitors like you, and would you mind signing it? No, no, there was no trouble. So we went over to the table where it was, and she was standing, and I turned over a new page, and she wrote Elizabeth R. On it. And it was a special book that the council has for special visitors like that, prime ministers, governors general, and ambassadors, and of course any member of the royal family. The only one of them I haven't met, Princess Anne. Anyway, she signed it, and it was a book that I didn't know, but the town clerk told me afterwards that the book was put together for her first visit, and that was the fourth time she'd signed it.
Wow.
And she said, oh, that's interesting. And so I turned it back to the very front page, and there was her signature in 1954. And 54, yeah.
Yeah, 1954, yes. That was when she came out here the first time.
First time, yeah. Yeah. And then I went through to... she was here in 1970, 1977, and 1988, and I showed her those, and Prince Philip was diagonally opposite the room, at the corner of the room, talking to somebody, and she just turned around, still standing next to the book, and she called out, Philip, Philip, come and see this, and beckoned him over, and he excused himself and came over. They spent, quite a few minutes, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 minutes just going over, they compared their signatures, and there's many stories.
Yes, yeah, yeah. All right, look, thank you very much, John. A very sad day, and Liz Truss was saying, really, the rock upon which modern Great Britain was built, and I dare say you'd concur with those thoughts, John.
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
Yes, a different world. King Charles III now, apparently. We were wondering what he would be called, but Liz Truss, we heard from Liz Truss, the new British Prime Minister, but
yes.
But King Charles III, but in a very real sense, the end of an extraordinary era, isn't it?
It is. Well, I'm old enough to have known, had to get used to the idea of saying God save the king, and then I had to get used to saying God save the queen. Now I already get used to saying God save the king again.
Yes.
And I'll tell you another snippet of useless information. First Merriweather Scouts turns 100 this year, and in their scout hall in Merriweather, there's an honour board of people who become King Scouts or Queen Scouts. The only King Scout on it is George Keegan, the former...
Member of Newcastle.
Member for Newcastle. He was a real estate agent, and he was virtually... I think it's fair to say he was the founder of the Newcastle Yacht Club.
Yes. Yeah.
He was certainly the prime mover in it.
Yeah.
And... I had a close association with him because we were both on the Honeysuckle Development Board.
Right.
And I'd set aside...
John, would you mind waiting there for just a second, and I'll come back to you because I've got the news coming up. I know the news waits for no one. That's the former Lord Mayor of Newcastle, John McNaughton, his memories, particularly of the Bicentenary when the Queen was here back in 1988.